Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
If your child learns best with a hands-on approach, Synergy Vocational Academy is for you, a faith-based magnet school that's now enrolling K through 12th grade. Synergy offers certifications, degrees, and apprenticeships in NCCER-accredited construction trades, multimedia, film production, gaming, culinary, and more. Synergy Vocational Academy is the school of tomorrow and accepts all state-funded scholarships. To learn more, call 801-5522 or check us out on the web at synergyk12.com.
Blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with their whole heart. He didn't say who seek Him with a third of your heart, 10% of your heart, half your heart. He said, blessed are those who keep His testimonies and seek His whole heart. Correct? You see that in your Bible? Verse 10, look what he says here. With my whole heart have I sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. What's going to keep you from wandering from his commandments and acting crazy is getting involved with your whole heart. We'll look at that in a minute. The word for heart in the Strong's is 3820. The word heart over there, H-E-A-R-T, means your mind, your will, your inner man, your emotions. It's not the pump. So many people are thinking, boom, 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 boom. How can I honor him with this? He's not talking that. He's talking about your soulish realm right there, your mind, your will, and your emotions. So I can, on purpose, make a decision. Everyone say, make a decision. How many of you know you can make a decision? You can choose to do something. Isn't that cool? Isn't that great what God gave us? We have freedom of choice. I can choose to act out or not. But once I've made my decision and acted out on it, I'm no longer in control of the results. It's out of my hands now. It's in my hands to make the decision to do it or not. But once I've done it, I'm no longer in control of what's coming down the pike. Amen. And as you sow, so shall you reap. So you better make sure the things you choose are good things. Amen. Amen. Someone said, seeking God with our whole heart empowers us to keep His testimonies, His precepts, and His principles and rules. Amen. Seeking God with your whole heart. It was one of those men, I can't remember, a woman. I couldn't find it because I didn't look it up, and I remembered it this morning. Seeking God with your whole heart empowers us to keep His testimonies, His precepts, His principles, and His rules. You see, when you are after God totally, you will keep God's word. You will stick with God's word. If you're half-hearted in, well then, I'm half in, I'm half out. He said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I want you to be all in or all out. Right. Yes. Is that correct? And so, He wants you to be in with your whole heart. And in these days that we're living right now, it might prove a little bit more difficult to stand up for Jesus Christ in the midst of a crowd. Because you don't know which way they're leaning. Amen. And so we have to be in with our whole heart. I'll tell you who was in with their whole heart. Those disciples of Jesus, the apostles, they were in with their whole heart. You know why? I can tell you why. Because they had been in the presence of Almighty God. Even the Pharisees and the Sadducees recognized John and Peter after they'd sent them out from the temple, threatened their lives. They came back in and started preaching in the temple again. They said these men have been with Jesus. They recognized they'd been with Jesus. Do the world recognize that we've been with Jesus? I mean, really, we've got to ask ourselves, am I a good billboard for Christ? All right, let me move on. But that's good, isn't it? What we're trying to do, what God's trying to do through me, is get us to learn to practice His presence and come in. Now listen, you've heard the saying, practice makes perfect. That's a wrong saying. Because I can be perfectly wrong practicing the wrong thing and I'll be in big trouble. Perfect practice makes perfect. If I'm practicing the Word of God and the presence of God, that's going to stand for my favor in the presence of God. He's going to see me wanting to do this. But I can practice wrong things. And all I've got to do is that wrong thing for 30 days and now I've got a habit. And we can also break some wrong things by doing the right thing for 30 days. And then you have to maintain as well. Paul said, I keep my flesh under. Keep it under. And so we can do this. So with our whole heart, when we seek God with our whole heart, that empowers us to keep His commandments. Amen? Because my desire is God. And anything that's not God, I don't want. Amen. But Pastor, I've got a job. How can I do that? I'm not in the fivefold ministry. I'll show you probably how many, I don't know, how many in the fivefold ministry aren't there. We're not all there. I'm not there. I want to get closer. I need to get more. Amen. But I've seen people who have been in the presence of God. I've been around people who've been in the presence of God often. And it affects me. I come into their presence and I feel uplifted. I feel strength. I feel glory come. Do you know someone like that? Amen. I love the next scripture. Look at this. Psalm 42 verse 1. This is a bit of a play on words. But Psalm 42, 1 out of the King James and the New King James, as the heart, H-A-R-T. You see that? As the heart, which is deer or stag. As the heart pants after the water brooks, so pants my soul after thee, O God. Have you ever seen, like even my dog? I took him out for a walk the other day and he was thirsty. You know what he's doing? And when we got in the house, where do you think he headed for? The water bowl. And then he, loop, until he had been filled. Right? I tried to do that, but I can't kill my tongue. But he drank until he was full. And then he left. The problem with too many Christians, as we get into the presence, we're trying to get in, we pray, we give our shopping list, and then we pray some more. We've done the same repentance that we did yesterday for the same thing, right? Yeah. Hello? Yeah. I'm the only one who did that. Yeah. Maybe he didn't hear the first time. Maybe he's hard on hearing. Maybe he's not near me. Maybe he doesn't want. No. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. Is that not what he says? Yes. Psalm 34, 15. He tells us all the time. He's watching us. He knows your every breath, your every move. Right? And so we pray, we repent, we do this, and then we get up and leave the room. As we were about to get closer and into his presence, there's one commodity that we're forgetting. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength like the eagle. They'll walk and not be weary. They'll run and they will not faint. Amen. That's in the book of Isaiah. Now, let me tell you something. We're going to look at this next week, I'm sure. The eagle rides the wind. The eagle rides the wind. When you're in the presence of God, He takes you up higher. He takes you over the circumstances that are messing your life up. And once you've been there, you don't go back down. Once you've soared with the eagles, you don't go cluck around with the chickens. But that's going to happen in the presence of God. That's got to happen in the presence of God because your willpower has never worked for you. Let me tell you what. Some of us have stopped smoking or stopped drinking or stopped doing something. But I'm telling you, that can turn it. just that sometimes. You've seen there's a trigger, they say, in people, certain people. There's a trigger, right? You know about that. There's a trigger that can get them off on the wrong. It's always hovering there. When Christ has taken care of this, you don't even have to worry about that. It's gone. Amen. Praise God. How many of you want to get into God's presence? That's got to be our goal. Our goal is His presence above His gifts. His presence above my prayer. I don't even know what I need. I think I need this, but that could kill me. Only God knows what you need. I think I need money. You need some authority and arrangement in your life. Your car looks like, well, you can't find a seat when the pastor wants to get in. You've got to empty all the stuff off the floor, the seat, the back, and then you'll give an excuse like, well, this is my office. Wow. But then I go to your house and your sink looks the same. Joyce Meyer said, you want the power of God, but you haven't got power to clean a sink of dishes. I love that. But maybe God's telling you, no, arrange some stuff in your life. You've got some clutter going on. You need to get rid of this stuff. You need to make some changes. And I'm thinking, give me this, give me this. God knows what I need. God knows what you need. Come on. Amen. So where do I want to get my information from? From God. Amen. Amen. All right. So that word, look at that. He says, yeah, as the heart goes after the water brooks and the soul after thee. The reason I love that word heart, is it sounds pronounced the same as my heart and your heart, right? It's only missing one letter. What letter is it missing? E. Okay, I've taught you guys well. You're starting to learn. All I got to get you is to ride on the right side of the road and speak proper. We're good. All right, so you've learned to spell. So it's pronounced the same way as my spiritual, my physical heart, which means deer or stag, and that's Strong's 354. So it's a play on words over there, the mind or the heart. You see, your heart means your mind. He says your mind over there and your soul. I love that. He's talking about a twofold thing. I think God meant something there when they translated it as heart. And then he says soul. Your heart and soul, your mind, your will, your emotions have to be all in, and you've got to be thirsting for God more than your next breath. You want God. Amen. Amen. Is this good for you? Amen. I believe it is. Amen. It's good for me. Yeah. Amen. And the first thing about practicing God's presence is to make a decision in my mind or my heart, whichever way you want to look at it, in my soulish realm, to seek God diligently. Remember we said we can choose. I've got freedom to choose, correct? I have to make a decision. I am going after God. I'm telling you. Now we're going to need the help of the Holy Spirit, because life happens, right? But you got to make that decision. You got to say, I am going to seek God diligently, and I'm going to actually set time aside, specifically, totally, only for that.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida, invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce